This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said Friday their overnight offensives had fully captured four major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to reporters' questions about the battlefield status. Taliban spokesman said in a statement issued Friday morning, their latest advances have established insurgents' control over more than 14 of the Afghanistan 34 provinces during the past week. The Taliban are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure the government forces in several other provincial capitals. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. Move announced Thursday by the State Department and Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of an offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital of Kabul within 24 to 48 hours. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a third shot of Pfizer or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for some people with weakened immune systems. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.